I'm Mike Breen, Public Awareness Officer for the American Mathematical Society, and I'm talking with Katie Garinger, who's a 2009 Math for America Fellow, and we're going to talk about the Math for America program and its connection with the joint meetings. So, Katie, why did you join the Math for America program?
I have always had a strong love for math. It's been a subject that I've been passionate about all through my education, and when I got into college, I decided I should major in it because I've enjoyed it up to this point. When I first decided to major in math, I wasn't really sure what I wanted to do, but I found that teaching was a occupation that really allowed me to channel my passion and my knowledge for math into a classroom and to share that passion with others. And so in my senior year of college, I was looking into ways that I could pursue teaching as a career, and I came across Math for America, and their mission and their purpose was just something that really aligned with what I wanted to do with teaching, and I just really wanted to be part of a community like Math for America that really works to help teachers and just develop and grow in techniques and teaching.
The Math for America, you like that whole idea of it, and yet, are you in New York?
Yes, I'm in New York.
As part of the program, have you already been in the classroom? And if so, what have you seen in there that's effective?
I'm a first-year fellow at Bard College, one of the partner universities, and I actually spent the month of September in a classroom doing observations. I was in a middle school classroom in the South Bronx, and I really found that the inquiry-based instruction that the teacher that I was observing worked off of was really beneficial for students. It was great to see them like diving into the material and really exploring it and figuring things out on their own. It was more of an exploration than a teacher standing up in front of the class and lecturing and saying, this is how you do this step by step. And the students, it was really just interesting to hear what they were finding and just their questions that they were coming up with. It was really exciting to talk with them individually and in small groups and just really have the opportunity to see how they think about math.
You're a fellow in the program. Another aspect is the master teachers involved in the program. How do those two groups interact?
In the next few months, I will be paired up with a master teacher. And that is something I'm really looking forward to just because your master teacher is someone that kind of comes alongside you in your first years of teaching and is there to talk with you through challenges, and they're able to share their experiences with teaching with you. I think that's a really valuable resource, especially for a new teacher. And also the mentor teachers have the opportunity to come into your classroom and talk with you about what went well in a lesson and what could go better. And I think that feedback is just a resource that not a lot of new teachers get, and I'm really thankful that Math for America provides that for us. And then there's also the less formal side where we have a lot of social events through Math for America too. Like we recently had a formal fall function at the New York Public Library. So that's another time when we can interact with our master teachers in a less formal way and just kind of get to know each other better.
Is the MFA program, you're going to the joint mathematics meetings, and so they're sponsoring you to go there?
Yes.
And so what will you and other fellows be doing at the meeting?
I will be at the Math for America booth, number 207, and I'll be there kind of sharing my experience so far. I also look forward to attending some presentations and workshops and hopefully just networking with other mathematicians and teachers that will be there as well.
Katie, is there anything else you'd like to add?
I would just say that anyone that's thinking about going into teaching, that Math for America is a great program to become a part of. They're very supportive, and just the community here is just a great thing, I think, for people getting into teaching. We have a lot of like professional development things, I think usually about one a month. I recently attended one that was all about preparing for the job search, which was very beneficial. Just what are all the little things that we have to get done? And then in January, I'm actually attending one on interview skills. So These ones right now are really preparing me for interviewing process and the job search that comes ahead in the next few months.
Well, Katie, thanks very much for talking with us. We hope you enjoy the joint mathematics meetings and are able to spread the word about Math for America. I'm Mike Breen, Public Awareness Officer for the American Mathematical Society, and that was Katie Garinger, who's a 2009 fellow for Math for America.